This is Dakota Datebook for July 4th. Happy 4th of July. In 1881, Independence Day celebrations were dampened by the news of President James A. Garfield's critical condition, following an assassination attempt just 2 days earlier. In Fargo, the festivities were described as either topsy-turvy or a fine display, depending on which Daily Argus report you read. On one hand, worsening news from Washington led many to seriously consider postponing. They didn't, but people still breathed a sigh of relief at the end of the day. The sadness from Washington, the absences of servant girls in many usually well-regulated families, the printers being off, telegraph wires crossed, banks unopened, post offices closed, livery stables without rigs, and a general cursedness over all usual haunts had made things topsy-turvy. In addition, the Knights Templar were conspicuously absent from the parade. The sad news of the morning led them to believe that one of their order, that is, the president, lay at the point of death. Instead of parading, a solemn conclave was held at which appropriate resolutions were adopted. On the other hand, the day was a fine display. Horse races drew an immense crowd and were the best of fun. The parade featured a band, prominent citizens and clubs, and the latest in agricultural machinery. Dr. Bart Robertson gave a most elegant and patriotic speech. At Island Park, the fair damsels and stalwart swains taxed the strength and endurance of Stone and Amy's splendid orchestra. Fireworks from the number one Hard Boys were a credit to any society. Dancing at Chapin Hall and Bruin's Opera House went on until midnight. Jamestown also hesitated to celebrate, but decided to proceed after dispatches reported that the president was improving. The day opened at sunrise with bells, cannon fire, and a small orchestra. The parade was much like Fargo's, but also featured the Duke of Dakota, a shorthorn bull. Honorary W.E. Dodge delivered an oration, which was a scholarly and brilliant effort, full of patriotism and sound logic. The band played, and there were greased pole contests, tub races, foot races, horse races, and bucksaw competitions. The Southsiders won a baseball game 11-5. Not many people lit firecrackers, but there was a grand fireworks display and a dance that didn't stop until daylight. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Cody Goring. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.